I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here with us this morning. Happy Tuesday. Ah, Tuesday. Woo! It's the day everything gets done, or at least back in the olden days it was. Today, you know, Tuesdays are just like all the other days. It was like, I don't even know I'm looking forward to the weekend. Like, the weekend is also very lonely. It's kind of a lot like the regular days. I guess I don't have to get up at 4. That's the big
thing. Yeah, no, there's a difference for sure.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. You know, and you love it. You get a little nook on the weekends.
Yeah, I was just thinking that as you...
it is a little different.
You read my mind. That's exactly what gets to happen.
Yeah, I feel like I have more work to do. It's weird.
Oh, for crying out loud. Would you just enjoy it already? My goodness. The guy's probably working his ass off for you.
He is. That's why I do my wifely duties, Vin. So, Brittany, I noticed that we have someone scheduled for 8 o'clock. We are looking for capeless heroes. We're doing one or two of these people a day. Just people like you, people who are out on the front line. If you're like Nicole and you were alone on the Bay Bridge on your way into whatever your essential job was today, you know, it can be as simple as wanting to share your experience with us. And as elaborate as you've worked out the solution to this whole thing. But the people who are on the front lines, who are keeping the world running, we're highlighting you. And after you come on the show and you say your little shout outs and we get to know who you are. You can find these people's stories. Everybody that we've had on is at radioalice.com/hero, which is where we have a link to the segment that the people are on and more information. It's like yesterday, for instance, we had a woman from the Oakland Animal Protection Agency. She was on talking about how they're handling adoptions and all that. You know, the animals still need to be fed and cared for, and that's essential. And so if you're interested in that or thinking about, you know, hey, I've got time to train a puppy right now, you can go to radioalice.com/hero and find out more information about it and about all the other people who've been on there so far. All right, let's start here with just some updates on who's got it and who's, you know, passed it, etc. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he's in bad shape. He's 55 years old. He's been moved to intensive care. They're saying that he is not on a ventilator, that he just needed oxygen support and that they moved him to the ICU just in case. His spokesperson, of course, says he's receiving excellent care. A tweet from his official account says, "Last night, on the advice of my doctor, I went into hospital for some routine tests as I'm still experiencing coronavirus symptoms. I'm in good spirits and keeping in touch with my team as we work together to fight this virus and keep everyone safe." So I'm not sure if he's doing the tweeting or if they're just sort of tweeting on his behalf, but because it seems like tweeting would be the least of your worries when you were in the hospital with coronavirus.
Well, but that message, that's become... In recent years, it's become the way politicians get a message out. And if there's no message, I could see that being a message.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
probably
true.
Best that he did write that.
J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame says she was suffering from all the symptoms of COVID-19 for the past 2 weeks, and now she feels fully recovered. She said she didn't get tested. She shared a video of a doctor explaining a technique for relieving respiratory problems that she says worked for her. She's 54 years old. And then I guess if you go to, isn't it, it's like Harry Potter World. She's got a whole website set up, all things Harry Potter. And I guess she's got a bunch of activities on there. Like if you're looking for something to do with your kids.
Oh,
and they
all
love
right.
Her, yeah, you might be down with that. I know you love Harry Potter. Coronavirus took the life of an actor by the name of Jay Benedict. He was in Aliens and The Dark Knight Rises. He was 68 years old.
Mm.
And Michael Shea from Saturday Night Live.
He died too?
He didn't die. His grandmother died. He's saying his grandmother died from complications from the virus. He said, I'm obviously very hurt and angry that she had to go through all that pain alone, but I'm also happy she's not in pain anymore, and I feel guilty for feeling happy. Basically, the whole gamut of complex feelings everyone else has losing someone close and special.
Yeah, the idea that first I thought of it about my mom, like if she went to the hospital, we wouldn't get to go see her.
Right.
And then I was thinking if I got sick, I'd probably drive myself there. And who knows if that'd be someone I have to go get my car after I'm dead.
Right.
It's a trip. Like
it
that,
is a
this
trip.
Whole like people can't come around you because you'll risk them is that's a bummer. I feel bad for that guy. And for his grandma who died alone.
I know. That's the thing. It's like you think about what you want the end of your life to be like. And listen, you don't always get your wish, but, you know, you're right. Hoping that you're there. And
surrounded by family. They say it all the time. He died peacefully surrounded by family.
Right.
Okay. That sounds like the way to go.
That does sound like the way to go. At least, you know, there were people there who loved you and cared about the outcome of the lying in the bed. Yeah, that has got to be really, really tough. It's awful. They say one of the things about Ebola and why it spread so much is that I guess in some of these villages where it was happening, the ritual when someone dies is to lay yourself prostrate on the body.
Yeah.
And the World Health Organization had to get in there and go, listen,
you have to stop doing
it. You can't lay yourself on the infected body.
Right.
Now you're an infected body. So, yeah, I mean, that's got to be probably one of the hardest parts about having this is going into the hospital and being truly alone. I mean, sure, there's the frontline workers, there's the healthcare workers, there's people who truly care. And, you know, those are good people. They're angels. But to not be able to see your people, mm-hmm. that's got to be devastating. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore are in the news today.
Why?
They are self-isolating together with their children 20 years after their divorce.
What about his wife?
Doesn't say anything about her in this story, Vinny. They actually say it is not known if his current wife, Emma Heming Willis, she's 41, is staying with the Willis Moore family too. Bruce and Emma have two kids together, Mabel, who is 8, and Evelyn, who is 5. They married in 2009. Right now, they're saying Bruce Willis, 65, Moore, 57, are spending the corona lockdown in with at least two of their three daughters. I guess there was a photo that was put up. Their daughter, Tallulah, 26, shared a photo of her parents twinning in matching striped pajamas. The pair are on very friendly terms, and they're pictured hugging at the front of the photo while giving the camera a thumbs up. Also in the snapshot is Tallulah's older sister, Scout, and her husband, Dylan Buss. I guess they're all hanging there. They probably have a compound, you know?
Well, they bought a town in Idaho. I don't know if that's where they are or if they're still. But back in during their day, what was that, the 90s?
Yeah.
They bought something in Idaho.
Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where their compound is. I mean, it would make sense if something like this was going down and you had access to a private jet and a compound somewhere, you'd get on the jet and go.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor Willis is not in this. That's the oldest daughter, eldest. She's 31. She's not in this particular photo. But if you look at her Instagram, it suggests that she, too, is there isolating with her family. No word on whether his actual wife is there. Then they go on to give the history of their relationship.
Well, the only person that really has to be concerned about what's going on there is his wife, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems like they're all safe, so that's great, but
right.
She seems to be on the other side of that door.
She does. Maybe she was somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe there were some extenuating circumstances that made it so that she couldn't be there. I can't think of what those might be. But
well, if she was exposed.
I suppose.
Sorry, you're isolating alone. Have a good one.
Right. But I'm over it now, dear. Yeah, but I'm here with my ex-wife and our three kids. It's, you know, it's like a family reunion. You just stay there. It's fine. We don't need the tension. I know.
As of 2 weeks ago, she posted something. So they're still together. Hemming Willis. Yes.
Yeah. So they're together, but they're not isolating together, or are you? We just don't know.
It is. Yeah. I don't know about that. But 2 weeks ago, we were in lockdown, right?
So, yeah.
And she's still saying happy anniversary to her friend till the end, her and Bruce. So.
Oh, that's what you want to hear. Friend to the end.
Yeah. Friend to the end.
Friend to the end.
But it is their 11-year anniversary. I don't know why I should say friend till the end. You know, your best friend.
Well, you know, you should be friends with your spouse. Right. That's helpful. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Especially in these times when we're, that's the only person I'm seeing. Here's something that's happening on April 18th. This is not this weekend, but next weekend. And I'm seeing conflicting reports on this. Not that it's not happening or is happening or who's in the lineup. It's whether or not it's a fundraiser. Lady Gaga is saying, it's not a fundraiser. Join us and enjoy. And this particular story is saying that it's going to raise money for the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. So I'm not sure if they're going to be hitting you up for money, but here's the basic idea. Late night hosts Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel, who are all friends. It's funny because they're, you know, remember all the late night wars where Leno and Letterman hated each other and, you know, there's all kinds of contentious stuff said. Fallon and Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel are even come on each other's shows, even though they all compete.
Well, they didn't, if you remember, Johnny Carson owned late night, period. There wasn't competition. And Dave and Jay Leno both had their eyes on that gig. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things that's why they made movies about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think these boys got to come up in their own way and didn't have.
They each got their own show. They're all doing their own thing and competing. So they are teamed up and they're going to host something. They're calling it a global fundraiser for Corona relief. Lady Gaga, I don't think, got the memo on the fact that they're going to be raising money. It's called One World Together at Home, and it's airing on ABC, CBS, and NBC next Saturday night. Lady Gaga is curating the special, and there'll be appearances by Alanis Morissette, Billie Eilish, Billie Joe Armstrong, Chris Martin, Eddie Vedder, Elton John, J Balvin, John Legend, Kacey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Kerry Washington, Lizzo, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder. I mean, it's going to be a humongous show. And let me see. I have a thing here from Lady Gaga. They're calling it 2 hours.
It's so trippy to turn on the TV and see people. And I'm glad. And I'm glad for the engineers that have been able to make it happen. But when you see, I was flipping channels and I saw one of the announcers who does one of the, I don't know, not Evening Magazine, but one of those like...
sure, the nightly entertainment shows.
Yeah, entertainment shows. But he's doing his show from his living room. And I was just like, oh man, that's that dude's house. He's got a cello in the background. What's going on there?
Well, did he move the cello there just to seem, you know...
I think so. That's what I'm saying. I think he's moved it like, you know, he realized, oh, this is going to be where the camera shot is. I better get some stuff in the background.
Make me look cool.
And his couch was there. And the first thing I thought was, oh, God, if he's got kids, that couch is a disaster if you get up close, right?
Right.
Like, oh,
maybe
man.
It's the room that's off limits to kids. Who knows?
Maybe, but I just didn't... Go on.
Well, I was going to say it's been funny because all the late night show hosts, they actually went through because they're all broadcasting from like a room in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading something this morning that ranked everybody's houses.
Oh.
And how they, you know, I think Jimmy Kimmel is just sort of on a white screen, but he walks around his house sometimes. So you get to see more of it. And but they had a whole listing of what people do. Seth Meyers has like a bookcase behind him. It just seems like a nice room. I know he's got, I think he has two little kids. And But it's just so funny because none of them are wearing makeup. Like, it really is sort
of... It's trippy to turn on your TV and see these home shows. And it's cool. I mean, it's great. And like I said, I mean, it's the same for us. The engineer department, Brian, jumped into action.
Yes. Brian and Bryn said, what if we... And then, boom, we were.
Right. So, and I'm sure that must be what's happening at all of these studios and all of these TV shows. Someone has had to figure it out.
I know, so, and I'm actually, I wonder, you know, a lot of these guys are making jokes. They turn the camera toward the cameramen, and it's their children. But somebody has to be running those cameras. I mean, clearly someone's in a control room somewhere, and they've got some kind of their own. Our thing is a Comrex, or a brick, they call it. You put a brick in each place, and they somehow communicate with each other. There has to be some electronic communication where they can zoom in or zoom out or pan or what have you. Technology. I don't understand it, but luckily there are some people who do because they put it in our houses, Vin.
Well, do you remember when I went to the, this was a years back, I think we were promoting our Toys for Tots thing, but I went downstairs to, no, sorry, upstairs to be on the weather report.
Yes.
With Roberta. And I get up there and there's no camera person. There's no team of people. There's no, it was her.
Yeah.
Yep. And this wasn't during
she
quarantine
times. She pinned the
mic times.
On you. Mm-hmm. She powdered your little face.
There was, it's just the way they do broadcasts now. And so that technology has made it probably fairly easy and certainly doable for all of these shows.
Which is kind of, I mean, it's right. It's good that it's doable and it's good that it's fairly easy and that they can continue to broadcast. But it's a bummer because I always think of like newsrooms and TV sets as being these sort of humming
right.
Beehives of activity.
You would think that, yes.
And yet it turns out that all you need is Roberta Gonzalez and a camera and one dude in a control room and you've got a show.
I mean, you wouldn't want to show people behind the scenes, but the ANN is essentially me just picking my butt. Like, there's no real...
Picking stories right out of there, huh?
There's no... It's really...
Don't pull back the cover that far, Vin. I think you've gone a couple inches too far.
Okay, sorry,
hey,
everyone.
Just really quickly, I want to put this in just so I mention it. This is not a corona death. Honor Blackman died yesterday at the age of 94 of natural causes. She is most famous for playing Pussy Galore in Goldfinger.
Oh,
she
man.
She was a Bond girl. Yes. I know you're familiar.
Well, come on.
Yep. The name says it all.
Right.
She was 38 when she played the Bond girl and was one of the oldest actresses to play a Bond girl. She was 5 years older than Sean Connery at the time.
Is that right?
Yep. She she was in The Avengers, Jason and the Argonauts. She was on a UK show called The Upper Hand, which was the British adaptation of Who's the Boss. She played the sexually active grandma. Do you remember Who's the Boss at all?
I do. That was Tony Danza's other show.
Right. So there was an elderly woman or like the mother of the woman character.
Was it Mona?
Mona. That was it.
She's
so
like
funny.
A redhead, right?
Yes. And she was just sort of like the inappropriate grandma. And I guess that's the role that this woman played on the UK version of this thing. So rest in peace. Honor Blackman. Age of 94. That's a solid number to have reached. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get you up to date and also music therapy after these.
Oh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.